Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Hello, everyone. It's Shannon back with you for another Tuesday morning episode. Today is a pretty good release day, especially if you're me. So we are going to get right into it. First, I've got the housekeeping information, and then I will tell you about some books.
You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes.
All right. So if you've been here before, you know the drill. I'm going to start out with some books you've heard us mention before on our most anticipated releases of March episode. So first up are two books that I am so excited about. The first one is Six Truths and a Lie by Reem Shikari. And the second one is Watch Where They Hide. This is Jordan Manning, book two by Tamron Hall. Stacy is looking forward to a historical, The Underground Library, by Jennifer Ryan. So those are the books that we've talked about previously. So now let's move on to some books that you haven't heard us mention. I'm going to start with a couple of historicals. And first up here is a Laura McNeil book. This is called The Swan's Nest. And this is a fictional account of the love story between Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett Browning. So that, once again, is The Swan's Nest, and it's by Laura McNeil. We also have Becoming Madam Secretary. This is by Stephanie Dre. I've read a couple of her books in the past, and I really enjoy her writing. She pays amazing attention to historical detail, and she just writes these huge books that really make you feel like you know the person she's writing about, like you've been transported back in time. So this time, we are going back to the beginning of the 20th century, and we are studying Frances Perkins and her relationship with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and sort of how she rose to power in a time when that really wasn't done by women. So this is Becoming Madam Secretary by Stephanie Dre. I also want to mention The Woman with No Name by Audrey Blake. And this is the story of Britain's first female sabotage agent. So this is set during World War II, and I am pretty excited about it. So it is The Woman with No Name by Audrey Blake. And if historical mysteries are what you're looking for, then A Grave Robbery. This is a Veronica Speedwell mystery, and it is the ninth one by Deanna Raiborne. And Raiborne has been on the podcast before to talk about this series. It is set in Victorian England with a really spunky heroine and a romance that kind of runs throughout the books. I would say the mysteries are more front and center here, but there is definitely a romantic arc. So this once again is A Grave Robbery. It's Veronica Speedwell, Book 9, and it's by Deanna Raiborne. So let's stick with mysteries altogether here, since that's where we are. And there is a new Lisa Gardner book out, and I feel like it's been a little while since we had one by her. This is Still See You Everywhere. It's Frankie Elkin, Book 3. Again, this is by Lisa Gardner. And this is, I don't know, I don't feel like I'm as invested in this particular heroine as I have been in some of Gardner's other books. But regardless, she writes stellar, very twisty mysteries. So definitely give it a try. This is Still See You Everywhere, Frankie Elkin, Book 3 by Lisa Gardner. We also have The Other Lola. This is Missing Clarissa, Book 2 by Ripley Jones. This is a young adult mystery series, kind of along the lines of Holly Jackson's A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Missing Clarissa, I want to say, came out last year and got some really good reviews once it was published. So I'm excited to read it at some point and then to pick up the sequel. This is The Other Lola, Missing Clarissa, Book 2 by Ripley Jones. Next up is Such a Lovely Family. This is by Aggie Bloom Thompson, and it is kind of a domestic thriller. There's a yearly gathering that turns into a murder scene, and this DC family is kind of caught up in it. It's Such a Lovely Family by Aggie Bloom Thompson. This next book is one that I am very excited to read. This is Watch It Burn. It's by Kristen Bird, and it's about three women who are working to dismantle a self-help movement. Yes, and yes. It's Watch It Burn by Kristen Bird. I also want to tell you about Blessed Water. This is a Sister Holiday mystery. It's book two, and it's by Margot Doe. She wrote the first book in this series last year, and I have to admit, when I first saw the synopsis, I was kind of like, I don't know. This is going to be for me. It looked like it might be a little more noir than I tend to like. But then I read some reviews and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to add this to my list and give it a try. So, needless to say, I haven't read the first one yet. But if you have, definitely let me know if you loved it or if it wasn't quite what you were looking for. Either way, the second one is out this week and it is Blessed Water, Sister Holiday Mysteries, Book 2 by Margot Dowie. All right, how about some fantasy? I've got two fantasy books for you. The first one is Empire of the Damned, Empire of the Vampire, Book 2 by J. Kristoff. I have read one book that Kristoff wrote on his own, part of his Nevernight series, and then I also read the Illuminae books that he wrote with Amy Kaufman. And he just seems like a very versatile writer. His backlist, looks pretty extensive. He's written with other authors. And this one, though, I don't know a ton about. I think it is more of an adult fantasy, which is a little bit different from some of the other stuff he's written. But this is the second book, and it's Empire of the Damned, Empire of the Vampire, Book 2 by J. Kristoff. Then we have Those Beyond the Wall by Makea Johnson. This is like a kind of superhero fantasy. It's a YA fantasy. I read Johnson's debut and really, really loved it. This one seems to have a little bit of a different feel, though. I was going to put it on hold at my public library, and the hold list was like several months long already. So I haven't actually put it on hold yet, but it is one that I'm interested in reading because I did really enjoy her debut. So this once again is Those Beyond the Wall by Makea Johnson. Now, moving on to some romance, we have Happily Never After by Lynn Painter, and that's Lynn, Lyn, in case you're looking for it. She has written both romances for adults and YA romances. This one looks like it's more in the adult market, but from what I can tell, her books have really good crossover appeal, whether you're an adult, reading YA or a young adult reading adult books. Her books seem to cross over really, really nicely. So this is Happily Never After by Lynn Painter. If you've listened to us for any length of time, you know that we are big fans of Claire Kingsley here on Book Bistro. And so today, well, not really today because it doesn't come out until the 14th, but this is a very good week for us because Storms and Secrets by Claire Kingsley is out. It doesn't come out until March 14th, so you do have to wait until Thursday. But it is a standalone romantic suspense, which I am very excited about because all of the Kingsley books that I have read have been part of series and are kind of like the small town romance. Sometimes they have a little bit of a suspense plot running through, but mostly, the focus is on the romance. So I am interested to see what she does with a more sort of suspenseful arc running through. So this is Storms and Secrets by Claire Kingsley. The last books that I want to talk about today are kind of just general fiction. You could call them women's fiction, I suppose, depending if that's a term that you like or not. So we have Sylvia's Second Act. This is by Hilary Yablin. And it is about an older woman who decides that she's had enough of just waiting around for life to happen to her. And she decides that she is going to happen to life. This is Sylvia's Second Act by Hilary Yablin. And last up, we have The Funeral Ladies of Ellery County by Claire Swinarski. And this is kind of a, I don't know, like a slice of life, sort of small town book. We get to know a lot of characters here and just see little glimpses into their lives and how certain events in this town impact them. I don't know that it's a book that's going to be for everybody. I think it really depends how you feel about getting to know sort of the like minutiae of characters' lives. If you're looking for something that's going to be really fast-paced with a lot of action, keep you on the edge of your seat, this one probably won't be for you. But if you're looking for something quieter, that really lets you know the characters, then you should give this a try. It is The Funeral Ladies of Ellery County by Claire Swinarski. So that is all I have for you this week. This was definitely not as big a release week as last week was, but I feel like the stuff that is coming out is incredible, especially, of course, my two most anticipated March releases. I've been waiting for both of these for a really long time, so I am ready. Anyway, I hope all of you are doing well. And of course, as I always say, staying well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing.
So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.